I'll come back for you, Maya said. Don't move, my lady. Moving was about the last thing Catelyn was about to do. She listened to the skirling of the wind and the scuffling sound of leather on stone. Then Maya was there, taking her gently by the arm. Keep your eyes closed, if you like. Let go of the rope now. Whitey will take care of himself. Very good, my lady. I'll lead you over. It's easy, you'll see. Give me a step now. That's it. Move your foot. Just slide it forward, see? Now another. Easy. Oh, you could run a course. Another one. Go on, yes. And so, foot by foot, step by step, the bastard girl led Catelyn across, blind and trembling, while the white mule followed placidly behind them. The way castle called Sky was no more than the high, crescent-shaped wall of unmortared stone raised against the side of the mountain. But even the topless towers of Beleria could not have looked more beautiful to Catelyn Stark. Here, at last, the snow crown began. Sky's weathered stones were rimmed with frost, and long spears of ice hung from the slopes above. Dawn was breaking in the east, as Maya Stone halloed for the guards, and the gates opened before them. Inside the walls, there was only a series of ramps, and a great tumble of boulders and stones of all sizes.